June.
Minden has opened their season 4-0 by winning their own tournament this past Saturday, while Kearney Catholic and Gibbon have taken some early season lumps. It's the Minden Triangler coming up next, but first the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll take you live to C.L. Jones Gymnasium in Minden with sports director Doug Duda, right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good afternoon, everyone, from C.L. Jones Gymnasium in Minden. It's time for our opening Tuesday night of the 2013 high school volleyball season. And as usually the case on this opening Tuesday night, we've seen the same three teams battle for a number of years. And tonight, Minden is hosting the Triangular with Kearney Catholic and Gibbon. Doug Duda, along with our producer-engineer Stacy Johns, here on the New Tech Seed pregame show as we get ready for volleyball action tonight. Now, a little bit different scenario on maybe who the favorite team is here tonight. We've always seen some great battles between Kearney Catholic and Minden, and that'll be the third matchup tonight. Gibbon will play the first two matches in this triangular, first Minden, then Kearney Catholic. But for Minden, they're off to a 4-0 start, and they've done it without dropping a set. They opened up last Thursday in a duel with Lexington, defeating the Minute Maids in straight sets. And then they hosted their own tournament, beating conference foes Valentine and Ainsworth in pool play. Then they took on Grand Island Central Catholic in their championship, and they swept Grand Island Central Catholic in that championship match. So that pretty impressive there for the Minden Lady Whippets. We saw Grand Island Central Catholic play last Thursday with St. Cecilia and Lincoln Christian. Already you're seeing some great balance in C1. Lincoln Christian went to the Wahoo tournament over the weekend and ended up finishing as the runner-up, losing to Concordia out of Omaha. A lot of folks know about Concordia here lately. Their program has been building and building. So you got a pretty wide-open C1 field so far. And, of course, Thursday, Columbus Scotus will play Grand Island Central Catholic for their first true test. But Minden beating Grand Island Central Catholic in the championship, it was 25-10 and 25-18. Very impressive scores there. Now, for Gibbon, they played on opening night on Thursday, and they hosted a triangular with Adams Central and Ravenna. Adams Central went 2-0, Ravenna went 1-1, and Gibbon dropped both of their matches. They're still a program under Coach Angie Clevenger that's looking to improve. Last year, we saw them on opening night at that triangular, and then we saw them a couple of times before sub-districts, and they were one of the more improved teams in all of the area from last year. But once again, tonight they will be a decided underdog in both of their matches. And for Kearney Catholic, the defending state champions, who went undefeated last year, finished third in the all-class standings, one of those once-every-decade type of teams, not just at a school, but maybe in Class C1. Well, Kearney Catholic started the season last week beating Loup City Arcadia, but then they went back to the Beatrice Tournament where they got all the notoriety, winning it last year with great teams like Grand Island Northwest, Waverly, Elkhorn, Beatrice, Aurora, Columbus, Council Bluffs, Abraham Lincoln. And they went 1-5 in the tournament this year and dropped a couple of three-setters in there to Elkhorn and Beatrice and Abraham Lincoln out of Council Bluffs. They did beat Norfolk and a couple of losses to Waverly, who was expected to be right there in the Class B race. So they're actually 2-5. But they stay in the top 10 of the C1 rankings today in the Omaha World Herald, and rightfully so, because all the teams they played were in A and B. So can Kearney Catholic continue their domination of this triangular? They've been 2-0 in this for, well over a decade, and no one can seem to remember that Minden has ever beaten Kearney Catholic with so many of the matches that they have had, and with both teams being so good and falling in the same sub-districts and state tournament, Minden's got a chance and will be probably the favorite tonight over that Kearney Catholic team that graduated most of their starters from last year's team, although they did play 10, 11 girls in their rotation. We'll talk more about them later, but right now it's time to take a break on the New Tech Seed pregame show. When we come back, the starting lineup for Minden and Gibbon right after this on Classic Hits.
Clipper Publishing wishes all area teams good luck in the game. Clipper Publishing is proud of the successful athletes from Shelton, Gibbon, and Wood River and look forward to supporting and reporting on all the game's activities in the Shelton Clipper, the Gibbon Reporter, and Wood River Sunbeam. Go to clipperpubco.com every day for daily updates on events happening in Shelton, Gibbon, and Wood River. Why wait till Thursday for your local news updates? Subscribe to one of the weekly newspapers and go to clipperpubco.com for daily updates. For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
And welcome back to the New Tank Seed pregame show here on Classic Hits 98.9. And as always, the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Our starting lineup presented by 5 Points Bank. Better choices, better service. A very proud sponsor of all our area teams and coaches. 5 Points Bank can take your banking and make it simple. 5 Points Bank in Kearney, the better bank. Here is the service rotation for the Gibbon Lady Buffs. Number 5 is a 5'7" sophomore, Amber Fox. Number 14, 5'8" senior, Cheyenne Jordan. Number 7, 5'10" senior, Olivia Hyde. Number 10, 5'7" senior, Harley Brown.
ABC
number
News
13,
Now.
5'6" sophomore, Faith Tracy. And number 3, 5'11" junior, Nisha Altman. The libero is number 16, 5'6" junior, Michaela Walker. Gibbons 0-2, they're coached by Angie Clevenger, Connie Kenton, and Mickey Freeze. For the Minden Whippets, they'll start with number 16, a 5'9" sophomore in Rebecca Stewart. Number 5, 5'5" junior, Addie Woodward. Number 4, 5'6" junior, Allie Rouse. Number 13, 5'9" senior, Carly Bauer. Number 3, 5'7" junior, Josie Manson. And number 25, 5'5" sophomore, Jenna Denny. The libero is number 1, 5'1" senior, Anisha Keene. The head coach of the Minden Whippets is Ed Rouse, assisted by Julie Radke and Chris Ostermeyer. They're a perfect 4-0, and today are ranked number 2 in the state in the Omaha World Herald in Class C1. And that is a look at the starting lineups brought to you by your friends at 5 Points Bank. Better choices, better service. Welcome to 5 Points Bank. We're a very proud sponsor of all our area teams and coaches. 5 Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. There's also plenty of triangular action going on around the area tonight. A couple of Tri-City duels. Hastings St. Cecilia is at Adams Central, and Grand Island is hosting Lincoln Southeast tonight. There's action going on at Pleasanton, St. Paul, and down the road at Donovan Trumbull and Elm Creek are all hosting Triangulars tonight as well. We'll take a break and be back with more after this timeout.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publisher's
Clipper. Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney delivers.
Don't forget, it's the start of a busy sports week. We've got high school football on Thursday night this week as the Kearney High Bearcats travel to Lincoln Southwest Seacrest Field. Pregame at 6:30, kickoff at 7. More football Friday, including the Kearney Catholic Stars traveling to St. Paul. And then, of course, the Huskers on Saturday, UCLA on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. You have been listening to the New Tank Seed pregame show, proudly brought to you by Terry and Jason Stark of New Tank Seed. Your New Tank is your yield leader. Contact a New Tank Seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. Proud to support our area athletes, coaches, and teams in and out of the game. Terry and Jason Stark of New Tank Seed. The opening serve is next.
This sports broadcast is proudly brought to you in part by Adams Corner Market in Gibbon. Adams is your full-service grocery store with the meats, freshest produce, and every week there are great savings and specials. Fast, friendly, hometown personal service. Adams Corner Market features Chester's Fried Chicken in their deli every day, so stop in before the game and get your dinners made for you from Adams Corner Market. Best of luck to all the area athletes.
You're listening to high school volleyball on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR-FM, Kearney, Minden, Gibbon, and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Minden has won the toss, and they will serve it away. Purple uniforms with white trim, blue with black trim for Gibbon. Minden goes from right to left, Gibbon from left to right as you view it along your radio dial, and it will be Rebecca Stewart to get this match underway for the Minden Whippets. Kearney Catholic, again, the third team of the triangular, scheduled to play at 6 and 7. So here we go, and Stewart to put the ball in the air. Rebecca fires it across right at the libero, Michaela Walker, set to the outside. First swing is by Olivia Hyde, and it's going to be deep and out of bounds. Minden will have the first point, but at least some aggression for Gibbon right off the bat. That's what Coach Clemenger wants to see out there. Don't be timid. Go out and take some swings here as Stewart fires across an ace serve, and it's quickly 2-0. It's not like Minden has a whole lot of height in their lineup either. 5'9 with Bauer and Stewart, the tallest players, so even though they've got some dominant swings out there, we'll see how they do against a taller team later this season. Serves across, and Gibbons able to play it over with Jordan. Here will be the first swing of the match for Minden. They'll go to the outside, and it's going to be driven across by Bauer, and it goes off the arms to the back wall for the first kill of the match. So an error by Gibbon, an ace serve, and now a kill by Carly Bauer, and Minden is off to a 3-0 start here at C.L. Jones Gymnasium. Stewart to serve it away again, looking for 4 in a row to start the match. Goes back middle to Faith Tracy. It'll be rolled across by Olivia Hyde. Minden goes middle. The set's a little bit off the mark, and Bauer has to free ball it across. Chance here for the Buffaloes, but again, the attack goes long from Jordan. That'll be 4-0 in favor of Minden. So the start that they had hoped for here, don't come out rusty at all. Gibbon gets to go to the Kearney Catholic invite this weekend, where they will see more stellar competition. For Minden, they will head to Phillipsburg, Kansas on Thursday, and then they're off for another week. They start pretty strong, and then this is after tonight. They've only got a match for about 10 days as the serve is out of bounds for Stewart, and the service error will give the ball back over to Minden. 4-1, your score. And back to serve it away for Gibbon. Looks like they'll sub in Megan Christensen. Rolling in across will be the Whippets and Addie Woodard. Pushed right back across by Gibbon. Front row, Rouse sets to the outside for Bauer. Drives it through the double block, and it's good. Gibbon had a good double block set there, but Bauer just a little too powerful and is able to drive it across for the kill. 5-1 in favor of Minden. And back to serve it away will be Woodward, the 5'5 junior. Addie knuckleballs it into the back row, picked up there by Tracy, stays in the back row, and is punched across it wide and out of bounds by Gibbon, and it's 6-1. So the Buffaloes trying to find some angles, staying away from the block, but Minden's putting up a good block and forcing these swings to go out of bounds. Served by Woodward, takes it across to Walker in the back row. Set goes to the 10-foot line, bumped across there by Jordan. Here's Rouse, short set middle. A quick across by Madsen, and Gibbon will not be able to return it. Josie Madsen with her first kill, and Minden has jumped on top here by a score of 7-1. First Tuesday of the high school fall sports season. Glad you're along with us here on Classic Hits as Woodward goes for 3 in a row. See if we can get at least a little rally going here as the set is to the outside, pushed across by Harley Brown, and Brown just missed the line. And it's 8-1 Minden, and we're going to get a timeout here by Coach Clevenger. So Gibbon's being aggressive, but they've had a lot of attack errors here early on, and it's Minden 8, Gibbon 1. We're back in a minute on Classic Hits.
Farming is a way of life here. It always has been and always will be. Today's farmers have a feel for the land. That shows in the harvest. They team up with Clevenger Farm Products to deliver their fuels and help save valuable time. Locally owned and operated, so the people behind the counter are the people you've known for years. People you can rely on. Whether you need fuels delivered or you get your fuel right there 24/7, pay at the pump in Gibbon and Kearney. For everyone who's nurturing the land, Clevenger Farm Products, proud to support the area athletes. The spirit of success. You see it all over town. People who take pride in giving their best. At the Exchange Bank of Gibbon, we understand what it takes to succeed. That's why we are there for you every day, making your life better and our community stronger, all while striving for your success, helping you develop and grow. That's the goal of the Exchange Bank of Gibbon. Banking made simple. See the professional staff of the Exchange Bank of Gibbon today. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Timeout. Minden picks up their 9th point on a Carly Bauer kill. and Woodard will serve it away. Addie Woodward with four straight. Roll over by the Buffaloes. Good dig out of the back row that time by Woodward. Slapped over by Bauer, and Bauer finds the line. Fourth kill for Carly Bauer, and it is 10-1, Minden on top here of the Gibbon Buffaloes. And Woodward with five in a row now from that service line, looking for six. Passes off the mark. Good hustle that time by Brown to keep it alive and pushed across by Hyde. Here is Rouse with the set in the middle, dumped across by the Whippets, down to the floor. Josie Madsen with her second kill. And Minden just kind of taking this, not quite like a practice, but they're being very solid. They haven't made any mistakes here so far in this first set, and not allowing Gibbon to get anything going here. Another strong serve, and it is passed back out of bounds. That's all that Gibbon could do. Cheyenne Chorten was going to be in the stands and almost made a spectacular play there. Woodward with the ace serve, and it is 12-1. Floats it across into the middle, picked up there by Harley Brown. Set middle, the attack going to be driven across by Olivia Hyde. Dig by Denny in the back row for Minden, then tapped across, one-arm save, and floated back over. Good job there by the Gibbon Buffaloes to get it back across. Set middle, Minden, and the kill. Josie Madsen is going to be wide and out of bounds. So the first attack error for Minden, and it'll be a side out here for Gibbon's Cheyenne Jordan. And Jordan will serve it across. Floats it to Bauer, set right back to Carly in the middle, goes far right, wide open corner there, and Carly Bauer, the leading attacker on this team, now has her fifth kill. So Allie Rouse, the setter, going into her junior season, three-year starter, of course, her father, the coach, Ed Rouse, and Allie will fire it across. The dig is made by Tracy at the 10-foot line, will be rolled across by Brown. Dig made by Denny. Set to the middle. The attack by Madsen is dug up by Walker, and nobody can get to it after that. And Josie Madsen will pick up another kill, and Rouse will serve it away. 14-2 here in the first set. All Minden. Gibbon still looking for their first kill. Rouse a little more on that serve, and that sails deep on her and out of bounds. So the service error will give it back over to the Buffaloes. Deisha Altman will rotate back into the front row. And Michaela Walker will go back to serve it away, the Buffalo libero. Walker serve. A knuckleball down the middle, and it is deep. So the teams exchange the service errors and back over to the Whippets. Checking back in will be Rebecca Stewart. And out will be Shea Taylor playing the defense in the back row. Serving it away will be Carly Bauer. So that will make Stewart the big hitter in the front row now for the Whippets. Bauer takes a running swing at it, dug out there by Jordan. Here's the set by Megan Christensen. Passed across by the Buffaloes to Rouse, so it'll be set up by Denny. Stewart on the left side, takes it near side, on the line, off the block, gets the kill. First kill for Rebecca Stewart. Ninth kill here in the first set for Minden, and they are up by a score of 16-3. Serve by Bauer, moves it along, takes it over to Walker, stays in the back row, and it'll be passed across by Christensen at the 10-foot line. Quick move to the right side. Denny gets her first swing. One arm up by Walker, and it'll be returned by the Buffaloes and Faith Tracy. Minden sets to the outside. Stewart, near side attack, down and good. A lot of power there from Rebecca Stewart. Her second kill since getting into the front row. And Minden just rolling along right now as Bauer gets ready to serve it away. Gives him a chance to work on a few things here, maybe on your serve game. There's that very short serve, and it just drops over the net for an ace. Exactly what we were talking about. Bauer working on that little floater over the net. That'll be her first ace. Now she puts a lot of swing into it and drives it into the net. So side out here for the Gibbon Buffaloes. And re-entering the game, Gibbon will bring Amber Fox back into the front row, and Harley Brown gets ready to serve it away. Gibbon trying to find a point here on their serve. Gets it across to Bauer. Set to the outside for Madsen. Off the block, it's dug out back row Walker. Set to the outside. Faith Tracy goes down the middle. Picked up by Rouse. Short set middle. Madsen, who just got it inside the back line. That looked like it might float on her. But Chelsea gets her fourth kill. And side out here for Minden at 19-4 in the opening game. Best of three in this triangular. And Madsen to serve it away here for the Whippets. Madsen clips the net. It comes across. It is picked up there cleanly by Jordan. Middle attack pushed across by Altman. Here comes Denny on the set. Middle attack driven down and good by Addie Woodward. Her first kill. And Minden 5 points away now from claiming the opening set in fairly easy fashion. Matson to serve it away. Everybody has scored on their serve in this first rotation here for the Whippets, who have won their first four matches and are ranked second in the state. And now an ace serve for Josie Matson. Unofficially the fourth ace serve. And a timeout will be called by head coach Angie Clevenger for Gibbon. 21-4 Minden, opening set of the Minden Triangular. We'll be back.
Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge is doing their part to stimulate the economy. Every Saturday from now until further notice, Sportsman's is offering their famous prime rib dinner for two. That's two of everything. Two prime ribs, two salad bars, for only $25. Dinner starts at 5, so head to sunny downtown Gibbon. Tempt your taste buds and stimulate your wallet. All at Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge. They make it affordable to make the short drive.
Miller Body Shop in Minden is your collision specialist. They offer paintless dent repair, great for hail dents or door dings, auto glass replacement, a Unicure spray baking booth that simulates factory paint for a quicker dry time and better quality finish. Miller Body Shop in Minden provides all the best products and trained professionals to get your vehicle back on the road and looking as good as it did before. Miller Body Shop is a proud supporter of high school
back to
sports.
Action out of the Gibbon timeout. Minden on the offensive attack. Denny will take the cross. Gibbon's able to return it. And into the far corner, just missing the line, was Harley Brown. Brown, great placement, great direction, and couldn't have missed that line by more than an inch, but that's kind of the way this first set has went here for Gibbon. And Matson to serve it away again. Line drive, overpass right above the net. It sticks on the net. Denny's able to pick it off. It's on Minden's side. They'll have to just dink it across, but it's good enough for Addie Woodward. 23-4, Minden. And serving the volleyball away again will be Josie Matson. She's got four straight from the service line. 2 points away from an opening set cruise here for the Whippets. Matson keeps it in, serves that one at Faith Tracy. Stays in the back row, passed across there by Walker. Bauer to Rouse quickly in the middle. Woodward takes it across. The dig is made by Brown. Gibbon goes to the outside, off the back foot, floated across by Faith Tracy. Denny sets middle. Here's Minden, blocked up front, and it's on the line. Ace block, Gibbon. Nisha Altman finally found something good there as they get the block on the middle attack from the Whippets. And a side out, albeit 23-5. Got to start somewhere, and let's see if Gibbon can scratch a couple more points out here in the first set with Faith Tracy on the serve. Floats it really short, picked up by Bauer. Stewart on the outside, drives it across, it nails the line, and it is game point for Minden. And back to serve it away, Jenna Denny to finish up the opening rotation here. High school volleyball on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Jenna Denny floats it down the near side, going to get the ace, and that is the end of the opening set, which was all Minden. They just didn't make many mistakes. And in the first set, it was Minden 25 and Gibbon 5. We'll be back and look at the first set numbers after this. You're listening to High School Volleyball on Classic Hits.
First Bank and Trust in Minden. Relationship banking is what they do. First Bank and Trust is a leader in online banking with online bill pay and 24-hour banking at your fingertips. Stop in and talk to the professionals about your business, personal, and ag banking needs. All the small town touch with everything you need from a bank. Keeping up with technology to make your banking easier. Minden's First Bank and Trust, what you'd expect from a friend. Member FDIC, good luck, athletes.
There is supposed to be water in the stock tank, not all around it. You need to replace your stock tank. Head to Statler Implement and get a new Hastings stock tank and replace that old worn-out one. Statler Implement also specializes in electrical motor sales and service. Statler Implement has everything you need to keep the job running smooth. Go see Carlo and the gang at Statler Implement on East Highway 6 in Minden. You'll be satisfied with the service you'll get.
With our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda, back with you here at C.L. Jones Gymnasium. Let's take a look at the first set stats. All Gibbon had was the ace block from Nisha Altman. No kills, no ace serves. For Minden, Josie Matson, four service points. One was an ace, four kills. Allie Rouse had a service point. Addie Woodward, seven service points. One was an ace, two kills. Carly Bauer, three service points. One was an ace, five kills. Rebecca Stewart, four service points. One was an ace, three kills. And Jenna Denny ended the set with an ace serve. 14 kills. pills, no ace blocks, and 5 ace serves as Minden cruises over Gibbon in the opening set 25-5. And our next match will be between Gibbon and Kearney Catholic, and then Kearney Catholic and Minden will finish things off here tonight in the premier match of this triangular. In the updated standings today, Kearney Catholic 6th and Minden 2nd in C1. We'll be back with second set action between Minden and Gibbon. You're listening to High School Volleyball on Classic Hits.
Growing up, you didn't care if your home was small, or if the curtains were old, or if you had to share a room with your brother and your guinea pig. I mean, they both smelled the same. The important things were sneaking in bed with mom and dad when it thundered. Now you care more about things like square footage, and if there's a breakfast nook. You still want a home that gives you all the good feelings of the one you grew up in. Call McBride Realty of Minden. Scott, Glenda, Annie, and Patty know about the heart and soul of a home. For more information, visit McBrideRealtyServices.com.
Pedley Drug in Minden is your hometown Health Mart pharmacy, carrying Mueller Sporting Goods and Hallmark. You can also find diabetic supplies, including shoes, durable medical equipment like walkers, wheelchairs, lifts, and bath aids. When you fill your prescriptions and shop at Pedley Drug, you see your neighbors and friends helping you, like Jeff, Tammy, and Michaela. Pedley Drug accepts most insurance and Medicare. Best of luck, athletes.
Gibbon will serve it away to start the second set, and Minden will have a rare attack error here as Addie Woodward drove it into her own net on the right side. So Gibbon picks up their first point on serve of the evening from Nisha Altman, but can't keep it going as the next serve is deep and out of bounds. And checking out will be the libero, Anisha Keene, and back to serve it away will be Addie Woodward for Minden. She had 7 in a row in that first set. And Gibbon can only try and push this across. There was a little miscommunication there. They ran into each other, and the ball ends up in the net. And Minden will pick up the point and quickly gain the lead at 2-1. Woodward moving it around to Walker. Punched across by Amber Fox. Here's the short set middle. Minden taps it over with Madsen. Saved by the Buffaloes. They're blocked up front there by Bauer. Right back over to Gibbon. And from the 10-foot line, it goes into the net. So the error makes it 3-1 in favor of the Whippets. Minden has been so strong here the last few seasons, and they could be priming themselves for a run deeper in the state tournament than they have ever been. As it's driven across here by Cheyenne Jordan. Jordan going to get the kill. Cheyenne with the first kill of the match, even though it took till the second set here for the Gibbon Buffaloes. And that will make it 3-2. Back to serve it away. For Gibbon will be Megan Christensen. Good pass up to Rouse. Middle attack Bauer off the block. It's down and good. Carly with her 6th kill. And it is 4-2. For Minden, it'll be the setter, Allie Rouse, to go back and serve it away. Rouse fires it into the back middle there to Faith Tracy. Pass to the outside. Good swing that time down and good. Harley Brown. That was the best looking attack so far this evening for the Gibbon Buffaloes. And they look a little bit better here. Maybe shaking off some nerves that they had in the first game, knowing their competition level. And the serve across. Trying to tie things up early in game one. The driven right side, Josie Madsen. Madsen is able to split the defenders and get her 5th kill, 5-3 in favor of Minden. The Whippets went 23-5 last season, losing to Kearney Catholic, Sydney, Holdridge, Grand Island Central Catholic once, and then Kearney Catholic at the end of the season in the sub-districts. And the serve here will be an ace for Minden to put them up 6-3 off the hand of Carly Bauer. That's her 2nd ace of the afternoon. Minden won the first set 25-5. It's now 6-3 here in set number 2, the best out of 3 in the triangular. Bauer fires it across to Walker, quickly passed over by Brown, and some confusion. Brown was able to dump it over and catch Minden a little on their heels here, and Harley Brown gets her 2nd kill of this game. Side out for the Buffaloes. And we really haven't seen any personnel change. Same rotation we saw in the first set, but a service error here by Gibbon. That'll be their 2nd of the second set here. 7-4 Whippets. And back to serve it away will be Josie Madsen. Had 4 points on that service line, including an ace in game number one. Madsen's serve is deep middle, picked up there by Harley Brown. To the outside, it's rolled across with a left hand by Altman. Saved to Stewart. Stewart's swing is out of bounds, but I think it was tipped. Yes, it was. Rebecca Stewart with her fourth kill. And that will keep Madsen at the service line here. As always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school sporting events throughout the year. Tonight it's volleyball. Thursday it'll be high school football, Kearney High at Lincoln Southwest. Pre-game at 6:30. Kickoff from Seacrest Field at 7 as Madsen fires an ace serve over for Minden. And now the Whippets starting to put a little distance between themselves and Gibbon. And it's 9-4. Middle attack here for the Buffaloes. Caught the tape. If it hadn't caught the tape, it would have been blocked down by Woodward. 10-4. So good, strong serving by Minden, and that's making everything a lot easier. We haven't had a lot of long rallies so far in this match. Here is the set by Megan Christensen. Middle attack is going to be driven down and good by Harley Brown. So Brown coming alive here after a quiet first set. She's got three kills here in the second set, and Amber Fox is back into the front row, and Brown will rotate to the back row and serve it away. Minden 10, Gibbon 5. Game 2, Minden won the opener. Serve is driven across to Denny, set to the outside. Stewart, good look, and she'll drive it through that double block. Rebecca Stewart, just a sophomore, but as we watched her last year in her freshman year, you knew that she is going to be a young lady that matures into a special athlete. And she has looked good not only on the basketball court, but here as we see her on the volleyball court. Back to serve it away, Jenna Denny. And Denny will go with the angle serve that's picked up by Faith Tracy and passed across by Altman. Minden gets it up to Rouse. Short set, having to hustle to get to it is Woodward, but Woodward is able to tip it across and get her third kill. Point Whippets, 12-5, and we've got a timeout on the floor by Gibbon. When we come back, Jenna Denny will serve it away. They won the opening set 25-5, and they lead 12-5 over Gibbon here in game two. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Megan Anderson with the Aurora Cooperative Animal Nutrition Division. May is National Beef Month, and all of us at the Aurora Cooperative would like to thank our area farmers and ranchers for your business. Your dedication to providing consumers with safe, nutritious, and wholesome beef while protecting the environment is very commendable. Please stop by your nearest Aurora Cooperative location and inquire about our full line of cattle nutrition products as well as livestock supplies and equipment. The Aurora Cooperative, growing opportunities.
Clipper Publishing wishes all area teams good luck in the game. Clipper Publishing is proud of the successful athletes from Shelton, Gibbon, and Wood River and look forward to supporting and reporting on all the game's activities in the Shelton Clipper, the Gibbon Reporter, and Wood River Sunbeam. Go to clipperpubco.com every day for daily updates on events happening in Shelton, Gibbon, and Wood River. Why wait till Thursday for your local news updates? Subscribe to one of the weekly newspapers and go to clipperpubco.com for daily updates.
Out of the timeout, a Gibbon attack error gives Minden their 13th point. And Jenna Denny now will serve for three in a row for the Whippets, but it's into the net and right back over to Gibbon. 13-6, game two, Minden with the lead, looking to start the season 5-0 and come back around 7 o'clock to play Kearney Catholic. Now to serve it away will be Tracy. Just dropped it across. Keene makes a diving save. Overpass. Can Gibbon return? Big swing on the left side. Jordan goes off the tape and over. Minden tries the slide right side. Blocked up front there by Jordan. Blocked up there again, this time by Altman. And one more time, Stewart. There's no block there, and she drives it home. Rebecca Stewart, but Gibbon actually made the Whippets work for that point. Got a couple of nice blocks up there at the net. And rotate around to Rebecca Stewart to serve it away now for the Whippets. Stewart serve deep down the line. It's dug out there by Jordan and passed across by Amber Fox. Minden slides right side again. The swing by Addie Woodward is dug out by Walker. Stays in the back row, and Walker has to punch it across. Dug out by the libero Keene. Here is Bauer with the swing. She'll drive it across. Good hustle here by Gibbon. A one-arm save by Jordan, and across it comes. Free ball, though, and Minden this time will terminate from the middle with Addie Woodward, her fourth kill. Well, Gibbon is getting to and keeping the ball up a lot better here in game two than they did in game one, but just too much power for this experienced Whippet ball club right now. And Stewart to serve. They just keep the ball alive until they can get a real swing. And again, it's punched across here out of the back row by Michaela Walker. Again, the slide for Minden and driven across from right to left. Addie Woodward will get her third kill of this game and fifth kill of the match. 16-6 now. Minden won the opening set by a score of 25-5. Rebecca Stewart now to serve it away. And Stewart, a little more power on that one. Jordan has it, but it stays in the back row. And then tried to do a little too much with it out of the back row, and the off-balance swing finds the net. And that's four in a row now by Minden. And Stewart to serve. Kearney Catholic and Gibbon coming up next at around 6 o'clock. Serves across. Walker has to dive full out to get that. And then it's punched back over by Keene, and she's going to get the defensive kill here. That was some good placement, and Anisha Keene just had to lay out and drove it all the way to the opposite corner where Gibbon wasn't. And it's now 18-6. Minden with the lead. Stewart looking for five in a row from that service line. Not moving around, staying right there, and then just drops it across. Just put that hot air balloon right over the top of the net and then darted it down for her ace serve and the final timeout here for Gibbon. So Rebecca Stewart with her second ace, and in the second set, it's now Minden 19, Gibbon 6 here on Classic Hits.
Students are heading back to school, and the local teams are ready to head back onto the field. Nebraska Land National Bank would like to show our support for the area students as they begin a new year. Stop by today and ask about our student accounts. From savings accounts to absolutely free checking accounts, we have the right fit for you. Visit us online at NebraskaLandBank.com or stop by 46th Street and 2nd Avenue. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
At Thunderhead Brewing, we're known for, well, our brewing. Now, if we put that much thought into what we put in your glass, just think of the care we take in what we put on your plate. Relaxed family dining with delicious appetizers, pizzas, and calzones all made in a wood stone brick oven. Before the game, after the game, weekends, weekdays, lunch, or dinner, Thunderhead offers great casual dining with a unique menu in a family-friendly environment. See what we've got brewing. Cooking. Thunderhead Brewing, just east of Central Avenue on 21st Street.
Serve across by Minden out of the timeout. Gibbon's going to take it middle. Oldman through the double block. Gibbon going to get the kill. Looked like they might pick that up for Minden, but it slid down, and Oltman gets the kill now. She'll serve it away. And we have got an in-the-net violation called on Gibbon, so Minden will get the ball right back here. Oltman out and Walker back in. Minden won the opening set 25-5. They lead 20-7 here in game number two. And back to serve it away will be Addie Woodward, and she serves it right into the net. So back to the Gibbon Buffaloes, and here comes Megan Christensen in. Amber Fox will check out. Christensen will go to the back row and serve. Christensen serve. Over to Jenna Denny. Pass got lost, and we'll have to put that one down as an ace serve for Megan Christensen. 20-9. Good mixture of youth and experience here. The only senior starter outside of Keene the Libero is Bauer from Minden. Three juniors, two sophomores. Up front, an ace block. On the attack by Madsen, the ace block up front there by Olivia Hyde and Nisha Oltman, I believe it was, that was in there. And the serve is across here at 20-10. A little something going until that kill by Carly Bauer, which is her seventh. First time Gibbon had picked up 2 points on their serve. I'll have to correct myself. I think that block went from Hyde and Brown. We wrote it down to Hyde. Probably credit both of them, but it's 21-10 Minden and Allie Rouse to serve it away. Across to Faith Tracy, set to the outside. Attack from the left side, Harley Brown. Minden tracks it down to Bauer. Bauer over the double block, the dig made by Walker. Set to the outside, the swing is wide that time by Cheyenne Jordan. And point Minden. But Gibbon, slowly, looking a little bit better here. Even though they're not going to come out on top, Minden has just not been making mistakes. Allie Rouse with the serve. Goes deep, far corner. Walker has it. Pass to the middle. Swing is punched across there by Olivia Hyde. Set by Rouse. Middle attack by Madsen. Rolls off the block. Gibbon has it. Then some miscommunication. Somehow they flick that ball across. Rouse returns it into the back corner. Run down by Walker. sets off the mark, and nobody can return it there, so it goes down as a point for Minden. That was probably our most, I guess, wild point. Nobody was in real control of that one, and Minden ended up picking it up. Roush, 2 points away from the match, fires the ace serve, her first of the night, and now that gives every single starter in that service rotation at least one ace, and it is match point now for the Minden Whippets at 24-10 here in game two. And Allie Roush does serve it away. Roush deep corner, picked up by Walker. Passed up front, Christensen, the attack across by Hyde. Roush sets to the outside. Bauer will terminate, and that is the end of our first match tonight. Carly Bauer with the kill on the assist from Allie Roush, and Minden makes it fairly easy in the first match tonight, taking care of Gibbon 25-5 and 25-10 to improve to 5-0. Gibbon will fall to 0-3. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back with the Misco Sports postgame show, give you all the final stats. Still two more matches. Gibbon plays Kearney Catholic at the top of the hour, and then Minden and Kearney Catholic at approximately 7 o'clock. Stay with us here on KKPR-FM, Kearney Hastings, Grand Island.
No, Mom, it's Josh's turn. I had to take it out the last time.
Trash just isn't something people like to deal with. But at Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously and are here to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is ready to meet your needs. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County, is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Find Ravenna Sanitation in the Pleasanton or Ravenna phone book.
This sports broadcast is proudly brought to you in part by Adams Corner Market in Gibbon. Adams is your full-service grocery store with the meats, freshest produce, and every week there are great savings and specials. Fast, friendly, hometown personal service. Adams Corner Market features Chester's Fried Chicken in their deli every day, so stop in before the game and get your dinners made for you from Adams Corner Market. Best of luck to all the area athletes.
And welcome back to C.L. Jones Gymnasium. I want to thank Athletic Director Phil Hoyt and all the folks here, as always, for their hospitality. It's time for the Misco Sports Postgame Show, keeping you geared up for the games for years and will for years to come. Call about their Ord storefront location today and the great selection to choose from. You can get your game on at Misco's, and you'll be better equipped for the games you play. The second set went to Minden over Gibbon by a score of 25-10. And here is a look at the numbers for Gibbon. Nisha Altman had a service point and a kill. Megan Christensen had two service points. One was an ace. Olivia Hyde had an ace block. Harley Brown had three kills. And Cheyenne Jordan had one kill. Five kills, one ace block, and one ace serve. And Gibbon falls in game number two. For Minden, Josie Madsen had three service points. One was an ace, one kill. Allie Roush had four service points. One was an ace. Addie Woodward had one service point, three kills. Anisha Keene got a kill from the libero position. Carly Bauer had an ace serve and three kills. Rebecca Stewart had five service points. One was an ace, three kills. And Jenna Denny picked up two service points. Looks like 11 kills in that game for Minden. No ace blocks, but they continue to serve very strong with four ace serves as Minden takes game two, 25-10. We'll come back and give you the cumulative stats right after this on the Misco Sports Postgame Show.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Click.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's and Kearney delivers.
Farming is a way of life here. It always has been and always will be. Today's farmers have a feel for the land. That shows in the harvest. They team up with Clevenger Farm Products to deliver their fuels and help save valuable time. Locally owned and operated, so the people behind the counter are the people you've known for years. People you can rely on. Whether you need fuels delivered or you get your fuel right there 24/7, pay at the pump in Gibbon and Kearney. For everyone who's nurturing the land, Clevenger Farm Products, proud to support the area athletes. The spirit of success. You see it all over town. People who take pride in giving their best. At the Exchange Bank of Gibbon, we understand what it takes to succeed. That's why we are there for you every day, making your life better and our community stronger, all while striving for your success. Helping you develop and grow. That's the goal of the Exchange Bank of Gibbon. Banking made simple. See the professional staff of the Exchange Bank of Gibbon today. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
And welcome back to the Misco Sports Post Game Show. Our first volleyball match on this Tuesday evening in the books as Minden sweeps Gibbon. For Gibbon, they just had trouble getting anything going offensively. Minden kept everything alive and didn't make that very many errors. So Gibbon, Nisha Altman had one service point, an ace block, and a kill. Megan Christensen had two service points. One was an ace. Olivia Hyde had an ace block. Harley Brown had three kills, and Cheyenne Jordan had one kill. So for the match, five kills, two ace blocks, one ace serve for Gibbon. They're now 0-3. We'll play our next match here at the top of the hour against Kearney Catholic. Then after that, they will be competing in the Kearney Catholic Invitational, and those matchups are out. Let's give you a look at that bracket Saturday for the Kearney Catholic Invite. Gibbon will play Aurora, so they'll have their hands full there, one of the best teams in Class B. That's at 10 a.m. Also on their side of the bracket, St. Cecilia and Ravenna, so most likely they'll get Ravenna in the second round. On the bottom half of the bracket, the 11-15 games have Kearney Catholic against Sutton and Ord taking on Concordia, so four teams out of the Lou Platte Conference filled in with some other great teams there in St. Cecilia, Aurora, Sutton, and Concordia, who just won the Wahoo tournament. That is a stacked tournament. We'll come back and look at the final numbers for Minden right after this.
Pedley Drug in Minden is your hometown Health Mart pharmacy, carrying Mueller Sporting Goods and Hallmark. You can also find diabetic supplies, including shoes, durable medical equipment like walkers, wheelchairs, lifts, and bath aids. When you fill your prescriptions and shop at Pedley Drug, you see your neighbors and friends helping you, like Jeff, Tammy, and Michaela. Pedley Drug accepts most insurance and Medicare. Best of luck, athletes.
Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge is doing their part to stimulate the economy. Every Saturday from now until further notice, Sportsman's is offering their famous prime rib dinner for two. That's two of everything. Two prime ribs, two salad bars, for only $25. Dinner starts at 5, so head to sunny downtown Gibbon. Tempt your taste buds and stimulate your wallet, all at Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge. They make it affordable to make the short drive.
Miller Body Shop in Minden is your collision specialist. They offer paintless dent repair, great for hail dents or door dings, auto glass replacement, a Unicure spray baking booth that simulates factory paint for a quicker dry time and better quality finish. Miller Body Shop in Minden provides all the best products and trained professionals to get your vehicle back on the road and looking as good as it did before. Miller Body Shop is a proud supporter of high school sports.
Welcome back to High School Volleyball and the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Let's take a look now at the final numbers for the Minden Whippets. In the two-set victory, Josie Madsen had seven service points. Two of them were aces. She had five kills. Allie Rouse had five service points. One was an ace. Addie Woodward had eight service points. One was an ace. She had five kills. Anisha Keene had a kill. Carly Bauer, four service points. Two of them were aces. She had a team-high eight kills. Rebecca Stewart led the team in serving with 9 points, two of them aces. She also had six kills. And Jenna Denny had three service points. One was an ace. 25 kills, no ace blocks. And that'll be something Minden definitely has to work on as the season progresses. But they did have nine ace serves as the Whippets improved to 5-0 with a 25-5, 25-10 win over Gibbon. Minden will take the break here in this middle match and then return to take on 6th-ranked Kearney Catholic in the final match at around 7 o'clock. Then when Minden is finished up here tonight, they'll travel down to Phillipsburg, Kansas, a new team on the schedule for a Thursday action. And then they're off until Thayer Central here on the 19th and then head to the McCook Invitational on the 21st. We will be back momentarily with more high school volleyball here on Classic Hits 98.9. You've been listening to the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Misco Sports, located in downtown Ord, but taking care of all of the athletes and schools in central Nebraska for decades and continue to do so at Misco Sports. For our producer-engineer, the birthday girl, Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda saying Thanks for joining us for the opening match of the Whippet Triangular. We'll be back with you in about 15 minutes for Gibbon and Kearney Catholic. Again, Minden beats Gibbon 25-5 and 25-10.
The preceding was a presentation of KKPR and the KKPR Sports Club. To download a podcast, check out our podcast link at kkpr.com.